Good morning. This is James Franklin from the National Hurricane Center with the 11 a.m. update on Hurricane Sandy. Sandy is moving to the north-northwest. It's about to make its turn towards the coast of New Jersey. It has strengthened a little bit this morning. The highest winds are now 90 miles per hour. Those hurricane force winds are located right now in a small area, mainly to the southwest of the center. We don't at the moment have hurricane force winds over a very large area, but nevertheless, we do have tropical storm winds over an exceedingly large area that will affect from New England through the mid-Atlantic states down into Virginia over the next day or so. We expect, looking at the track here, a north turn to the northwest coming in probably late this evening, sometime between 9 p.m. and midnight most likely, which unfortunately is going to be relatively close to high tide there, and that's going to make the surge threat a little bit worse than if it had come in at low tide. We'll talk about the surge a bit more in a second. You can see that it will slow down a little bit as it moves inland over the next day or so. It's going to take a long time for Sandy to clear out. We're looking for effects over a period of certainly more than a day, 2 days, over a very, very large area. Three hazards to highlight. Number one, the most serious, will be the surge. And the area that we're most concerned about is Raritan Bay, Long Island Sound, where we could see anywhere from 6 to 11 feet of inundation above the ground. That means if you're 6 feet tall, the water could be 5 feet above you. So the evacuations have been ordered. Hopefully everybody has gotten out there, but these are the areas we're most concerned about. And then further to the south, along the Jersey shore, and then up into southern New England all the way through Connecticut, 4 to 8 feet of surge, which, again, could still be life-threatening. Those are very, very significant surges that we're worried about. The other threat is rainfall and inland flooding. Up to 12 inches of rain we expect through the mid-Atlantic states, not just along the coast, well inland. Just like Irene, we had some very serious inland flooding effects, and that's going to be the case with Sandy as well. In terms of wind, although we don't have hurricane force winds right now on the north side, we think that those winds could swing around over the next several hours, and so we are expecting hurricane force winds, especially in gusts, through New York, through New Jersey, the upper Chesapeake Bay, through the Washington, D.C. Metropolitan area into Maryland. So hurricane force winds and gusts expected there as well. That's going to take a long time to clear out, probably beginning late this afternoon and the early part of the evening. Tropical storm force winds are already occurring in Long Island Sound, and they will get worse as the afternoon goes on. Please, everybody, follow the advice of your local officials in terms of the evacuations and other preparations. The weather is going to go downhill very badly as we get into the afternoon hours. This has been James Franklin at the National Hurricane Center with the 11 a.m. update on Hurricane Sandy.